Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gary Sissel, who's director of flooring with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Gary, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great.
Good to talk to you. I missed talking to you this spring. I missed the NFA meeting, so I thought I'd catch up with you. A lot of people are wondering how flooring sales are doing at retail, and you're always my voice in that area. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, two-part answer for you, Kemp. Some of the feedback I've gotten from some of my friends around the country is that business continues to be spotty. I'll tell you, here in the Midwest, our business has been fairly good. We saw a pretty significant uptick at the end of April through the first part of May and had some very good success through the last couple weeks of May. The first couple weeks of June, however, I got to tell you, were a little bit rough, but we recovered nicely towards the end of June, and I'm pleased to say we had, you know, from a written business perspective, we had a increase in sales. So overall, I'm pretty optimistic.
All right, you know, there's two ways of looking at this. You can look at how sales are doing versus the same time last year, which I think a lot of retailers do that. And last year we were up against the government stimulus. So when you look year over year and you look, say, you know, from beginning of the year to now, is your business up versus last year?
Yes.
It is. All right. Another way of looking at business is, you know, this whole consumer confidence. What's the tone of the consumer when they come in?
Well, generally, when I'm out working the sales floor, which is frequently, a lot of feedback I get from the consumers that, especially here in the Midwest, pretty optimistic. I think there are factors that influence their behavior for sure. I think fuel weighs heavily on their mind. I think a lot of the talk about, you know, the government debt weighs on their mind. We see a lot of people taking advantage of our financing offers, but we see our deposits going up. So people are, you know, making sure that they're spending within their means. I think another thing that weighs on the mind here in the Midwest is all the flooding. We've definitely seen a little bit of impact, particularly in flooded areas. People who, you know, may have had orders or are thinking about placing orders, you know, holding off to see, you know, what happens over the next couple months.
That should end up being good for business in the long run, right?
Well, I guess it will be good. I feel sad. I feel bad for the people that get impacted. You know, it's never an easy thing or a good thing, but, you know, fortunately, we will be here to take care of those consumers. We'll find a way to make sure we can ease their pain in some way.
Yeah. One of your roles at Nebraska Furniture Mart, which, by the way, most people understand, that's a three-store chain, a major advertiser. You offer your own financing. I think you offer up to 32 months of financing in some purchases, and you sell flooring, furniture, and appliances primarily. Is that right?
Flooring, furniture, appliances, and electronics, all four categories.
That's right. And your role is to make sure that you've got the right products that the consumer's looking for. So you've got to track, you know, price points. You've got to track different categories because you do sell everything from area rugs to resilient. Talk a little bit about either price point-wise or category-wise, what's selling right now?
Well, for a number of months, probably stretching into late last year, we saw the carpet category continuing to struggle to gain any kind of momentum.
Yeah.
Beginning probably late April, we have seen a fairly dramatic uptick in our carpet business. I'm pretty pleased with that. And that has continued right up through the 4th of July. We've had some significant increases in our carpet business. From a hard surface standpoint, wood and the LVT category continue to lead the other categories. Our countertop business is out of the box, which I'm happy because that's usually a little bit bigger ticket item.
Right.
And, you know, area rugs has been kind of a roller coaster. We had our Berkshire Hathaway stockholder event in Omaha, and it was very big. We had a very successful event, particularly with rugs, and then after that it was a little bit of, you know, feast famine. Then after that it was a little bit of a famine. And now we're rebounding a little bit, and I think the consumer's back in the market looking how they can decorate their home, you know, fairly inexpensively by adding an area rug.
Yeah, some people explain the price points that are selling right now is kind of a barbell. You have a hump at the low end, and then you go, you know, through the middle, there's not a lot of volume, and then you have a hump on the upper end. Is that the way you see it at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Maybe not that dramatic. We're definitely seeing some low-end purchases for sure. We're seeing the consumer trading down. However, with some of the financing offers we have, a lot of consumers, when they weigh their options and they see that for just a little bit more money, they can get a lot more product.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been successful in maybe moving some of the lower-end purchasing consumers up into that middle range.
Okay. Well, I've got to compliment you on one thing I've noticed. I looked at your website recently, and when you go in the flooring section, you have these little talking heads, these little almost like YouTube frames. Well, it's probably just a minute and a half of information, but you've got a lady talking about area rugs and how to pick an area rug. You got a guy talking about carpet, and I mean, all through all the categories. And I don't know what kind of feedback you get from that, but it's all great consumer information. Do you get positive feedback from that?
Yeah, we're continuing to focus on that. And the little talking heads, the little one-minute, one-and-a-half-minute blurbs mm-hmm. about how to shop for product has been well-received. We try to carry that over onto the sales floor, actually. So when a consumer comes in, whether they've been here before, we try to give them a little bit of an overview. You know, kind of like our Stainmaster Selection Center. We take them up to the Selection Center, let them show us what type of carpet they're looking for, and that gets the ball rolling. You know, then we can snowball them into, you know, the color, you know, and then get them into the price range. And we do that across all categories, whether it's Stainmaster, Anso, Smart Strand, in the hard surface area, or with rugs. We kind of use that same selling philosophy across all the categories, and that's been successful, yes.
Okay. But a lot of people talk about flooring being a deferrable purchase, meaning that when the consumer starts feeling good about their personal financial situation, the first thing they do is start, you know, they replace the car. They got to be able to get around. And they go on down the list, and flooring is maybe last on the list. But obviously, furniture is also probably way down the list. Since you get a read being part of your big organization where you get a read on electronics and furniture, and flooring, where do you think flooring stands as far as the consumer's hierarchy of needs?
Well, if I can speak just for the four categories that we sell here at the Furniture Mart, I would say that when you look at furniture, appliances, and electronics, and you talk about a consumer's home, mm-hmm. you're actually replacing a widget for a widget.
Yeah.
In other words, you can go in and remove a couch very easily, or a mattress, mm-hmm. lamp, or accessories, appliance, electronics for the most part, you can do the same thing.
Yeah.
But when you talk about flooring, generally it's a remodel project. And yeah. a lot of people, I think, don't get that. It is a remodel project. Therefore, of the four categories, it's probably the most postponable.
Yeah. Those are the retailers that are out there that are wondering why it is that you're doing well. What kind of advice would you have for them? Is it because you advertise?
I would advise them to promote as much as their budget allows and not get stuck and doing the same old thing, try to come up with creative ways to catch the consumer's attention, because we're not competing necessarily against, you know, flooring to flooring, although we are, but we're also competing for the disposable income and all those other categories. So just never know when that consumer's going to be in the market for flooring. You just got to be out there and make sure you grab their attention.
All right, great, Gary. Appreciate you being with us this morning. Again, we've been talking to Gary Sissel, who's Director of Flooring with Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.